Let's take this item L first, California Court Case Management System, CCMS, and the Phoenix Financial System. It's the report to the legislature, and we'll take lunch thereafter. And I welcome Justice Berniers, Judge Herman, and Mark Desmond as presenters.
We have only one item after lunch. What?
Chief Teacher.
Oh, he's... I'll finish by 2 o'clock. Cool.
Members of the council, this is an administrative office of the court's recommendation. And I say that because... You know, staff has been incredibly stressed, I think, by the amount of work that has to go out regarding CCMS. It's been a very task-busy project. This is a situation where the letter to the legislature, or the legislative report from us, was delivered to me February 8th, and I asked later that evening for input and... was told the next day that it had to go out by 1 o'clock and was delivered to the BSA at 1 o'clock that afternoon. So there was not time for the internal committee to review and vet this report before it went out to the Bureau of State Audits. So it is a report that we're required to give annually, and I would defer to Mark Desmond and to Justice Berniers to deliver essentially the essentials of the report for the council to review, because this at this point is a council decision to concur with the report or approve the report as submitted to BSA.
Good morning, Chief Justice and members of the council. I'll just focus on the CCMS aspects of the report, and I'll let Mark Desmond talk about the Phoenix reporting on this as well. We are obviously required to report annually. We're also making our one-year report to the Bureau of State Audits in connection with the audit report and findings, which we received last year. We've advised the legislature that we have completed our development activities with CCMS, successfully completed them, that our total project costs for CCMS, and that includes deployment and development of V3 and our development of V4, that totaled approximately $333.3 million. That is the gross number, and that does not include any offset for the $16 million in credits that we are due from Deloitte Consulting for a project delay. The total program costs for CCMS, including the maintenance and operation costs for V3 and V2, have been $521.5 million. Again, that includes the ongoing maintenance and operations for those existing deployed systems. And I should point out that the $333 million also includes our development costs in association with our document management system, which is ultimately a part of CCMS. In addition to successfully completing the development activities on V4, we have completed the independent analysis required by the legislature and by this council. The council has heard the reports from ISD and K3. We had not only those reports, but the independent verification and validation reports that were done by our retained consultants during that period. We have completely implemented all of the K3 reports and findings. We have implemented the K3 recommended action plan for both Deloitte and for the AOC in connection with the development and deployment activities. We have implemented, at this point, I believe, all of the recommendations made by the Bureau of State Audits and their report initially released last year. And we have complied with all of the recommendations from the California Technology Office that are applicable to the development activities so far. So what we've advised the legislature is that we now have a successful product that we are ready and able to deploy. In terms of our subsequent activities, we have now largely completed, not entirely completed, the functional design work on the legislative updates that are required to bring CCMS in compliance with all of the recent legislative changes, and with the majority of those changes and functionality recommended by our operations committee. Those have been prioritized as well. We have not started actual design work, code design work, on implementing those changes because we simply don't have the funding or budget yet approved by the council to do that. But the functional design, relying largely upon the participation and support of subject matter experts from a number of trial courts, not just the early adopters, but a number of other trial courts have assisted in that effort. That effort is largely done and ready for the final development work on that system. The other major development, I think, since we've last spoken, is that we have now established and are standing up an IT working group to composed of the court executive officers and court IT directors, primarily from the B3 courts, although not exclusively. We have another number of other courts that have indicated a desire to participate. That working group will report directly to the operations committee. That's the attempt that we are making to try and leverage the experience, the expertise of those courts as we go forward with the technology initiatives. I think that covers most of the CCMS activities. And, Mark, do you want to speak to the Phoenix?
Certainly. And before I do that, just to reiterate the point that was made in the written documents that we provided the council members, and that is that this report does not include, it's a report to the legislature, which reports on our report to the BSA. But it does not include the go-forward numbers for the CCMS program, nor the deployment numbers. And that was something that our Office of Governmental Affairs discussed with staff of the legislature about deferring and waiting for the council's decision and for the Grant Thornton report, which will outline those costs for the early adopters and for a deployment plan for subsequent courts moving forward. On the Phoenix side, there's very little to report. The, you know, what we've done in the report for the legislature is just remind them that it's a very successful project and program that's operated on behalf of the trial courts, with all of them receiving all of their financial services and reporting through that program, and 9 of the 58 courts receiving human resources and payroll services. It's a configurable application. There have been a number of requests from courts for additional services, and I'm sure it's something that the council would want to consider moving forward. And, Kurt, do you have anything?
Yeah, it's actually 7 courts that the payroll system deployed to, and as Mark reiterated, there are currently 11 courts pending wanting to get on to the payroll system moving forward.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you.
So as the judge pointed out, this is an AOC recommendation that the council accept the report with the understanding that once the council makes a decision on deployment and go-forward plans for CCMS, the AOC be directed to augment that report with that information and forward that to the legislature.
Judge Rosenberg?
If I may, Chief, I have 2 questions, both relating to CCMS. Of course, the council will be addressing this in detail in presumably will make some decisions next month. But the first question I have is with regard to the numbers that you shared. You shared one number in the $300 million range.
$333 million.
Say it again.
$333.3 million.
$330 million, less, of course, the $16 million refund, if you will.
That is a gross number, not net of that $16 million that we still have that we're entitled to from Deloitte.
Then you shared another number in the $500 million.
$521.5 million. That includes all of the ongoing maintenance and operations for V2 and V3.
So that number, the $521 million number, does not include any portion of the $333, correct?
No, the $521 includes the $333.
Okay, that's the first clarification. So it includes that and includes future expenditures.
No. These are total program and project costs through this current fiscal year. It includes nothing in terms of V4 deployment activities going forward. This is what we have spent from the inception on this program.
So that's interesting. I was under the impression that the number was in the $300 million range, but you're saying the number is $521 million.
Well, $521 million is not the development cost. $333 million is the development cost, the deployment costs for V2, V3, the development cost for V4, and the development cost for the document management system. Those are all of the development and deployment costs so far.
And what years are those spread over?
Here's my point. If I'm spending money for groceries or gas, it's still money out of my pocket. Right. I just want to get the whole number. What's the number? Is it $521
million? $521 million is everything spent on CCMS total, including the ongoing maintenance and operation.
My second question is, I'm making a big assumption. Assuming the council next month decides that we cannot ride the CCMS pony any longer, what are the future costs?
We defer that to March calendar. I think that this is not a 5-minute conversation.
I'm just asking for the.
I'm just saying. I think it would be better if we have a full day. We have all the reports. We'd be in a much better position to have this discussion, so we can really flush it out. Because right now it's 10 after 12, and I'd like to eat. And I think this is seriously. And this is a discussion we can have. But to go down this road right now, we're going to be here for another half a day, and we're not going to get there because we don't have the Grand Fountain report.
With all due respect to your stomach, the question can be answered with a number which will take less time than your comment. So my only question is, are there future costs if we were to stop it?
Yes.
Okay. You can share that number next time.
We will.
Thank you.
The only matter before the Judge Herman is whether or not this report to the legislature is approved and sent. So do you have further information on that?
Just to go... Judge Rosenberg, with your household analogy, just so we understand the difference between the $500 million plus and the $300 million plus number, the $300 plus number is the cost to buy your car, essentially. And the difference between $300 million plus and $500 million is the amount to gas, oil, repair, keep up maintenance, and so forth and so on. So it's a different type of expense, and that's part of the ongoing discussion in terms of the total cost of the project go forward is the difference between the cost of development and deployment versus the cost of continuing maintenance, which you're going to spend all the courts are going to spend on some case management product and are already spending on case management products. We're, I think, spending about $100 million a year branch-wide on case management, maintenance, and support.
And I think that points out the wisdom of Judge Kaufman's remark that we will spend March 27th discussing and clarifying much of this with reports in front of us that guide us and have solid numbers that we can talk to and will be shared. At this point, then, I'm going to call the question for the recommendation found on an unnumbered page, but it's page 1 and 2. That is to approve the report status and to direct the AOC to submit the report to the legislature.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second by, moved by Judge Moss. Thank you. Seconded by Justice Ashman, Gerst, and Miller. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Do we stand in recess for lunch? We have one announcement.
Just one announcement. Some of the internal committees are going to meet over lunch. CCMS is going to meet in the Golden Gate Room, E&P in Catalina, Rupro in Redwood. So if you get your lunch and then go to those rooms. Pardon?
If you're on Rupro and CCMS?
Well, you know, then you better decide which. No, I'd say go.
I didn't know that.
You know, talk to the chairs and decide which one. Oh, okay. I think the information is essentially the same at all of them.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to reconvene at 1:10.
Okay.
Thank you.